At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 152 of the North American Outdoors Podcast. My name is Heidi Rayo, and I'm coming to you from the great state of Texas. Feral hogs, they are considered an invasive species. There are an estimated 9 million hogs nationwide, doing about $2.5 billion worth of damage annually. The reason why feral hogs are such a problem is because of how fast they reproduce. Sows can breed as young as 3 months of age. They can breed 2 to 3 times a year and have 1 to 14 piglets in each litter. They come into season every 18 to 24 days and can have a litter any month out of the year. To add to their prolific ability, feral hogs are some of the smartest creatures in the animal kingdom. They are as smart as a dog, and some cognitive tests show that they are as intelligent as chimpanzees. These are some reasons that feral hogs are very difficult to eradicate. Just ask any landowner or rancher that has these pests on their property. Feral hogs are public enemy number one. Feral hogs have no natural predators. It's because of this, some states, such as Texas, do not even require a hunting license to hunt them. States and property owners rely on hunters to be that top predator in controlling the feral hog population. Feral hogs are hunted, trapped, poisoned, bayed and pinned by dogs, tracked with thermal imaging, and even shot from helicopters. Yet, their numbers are still on the rise. If you hunt them during the day, they become nocturnal. If you hunt them at night, they find an area that's less hunted. As soon as you relax your hunting pressure because you cannot seem to find them anywhere on your property, they come back. It is a never-ending problem. With so many hogs, you would think that every time you head to the field, you can count on bagging a hog. But in reality, it's just the opposite. Feral hogs can be very hard to find and very hard to hunt. Their sense of smell is second to none. On a windless day, hogs can detect a scent up to 8 miles away. It is hard to sneak up on an animal with a nose that is as keen and clever as a dog. Lastly, a feral hog can hear a whisper at 100 yards away and normal voice levels up to a quarter mile away. It does not take a hog very long to associate the human scent and sound with danger in hunting. As smart as feral hogs are, we're a little bit smarter. We can use their keen senses against them to put a pig in the pot. A pig's nose is used for 2 things, finding food and detecting danger. Feral hogs can hardly resist a foul-smelling feast. The nastier the smell, the better it tastes to Senor Swine. Get creative when baiting feral hogs to increase your chances of success. Sour corn is one of the best baits that you can use to attract feral hogs. It is also very easy to make if you can tolerate the smell. take 50 pounds of whole shelled corn and place it in a bucket, then cover the corn with water. Let the mixture sit for 6 to 8 days to sour. The mixture can be sweetened with dog food, fruit drink powder, gelatin powder, and they seem to love cherry-flavored Jell-O powder, molasses, sugar, anise oil, or any other tasty morsel. There is more to making a sour mash in baiting feral hogs. Pigs use their noses to find buried food such as roots, insects, or anything else they can dig up. Truffle hunters use pigs to find these tasty, high-dollar treats because of their ability to sniff out underground food. When you place your sour corn mixture out to attract feral hogs, you need to maximize the scent in the air. First, you need to take 1/3 of the soured corn and bury it at least 1 to 2 feet deep. This keeps them busy while you take aim. Second, scatter another 1/3 of the soured corn on the ground. This keeps them in the area until they sniff out the buried bait. Third, the remaining 1/3 of the bait should be hung up in a burlap sack from a limb above the rest of the bait. The burlap sack allows the scent of the bait to waft in the wind and any liquid drips onto the ground.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Remembering that a pig's nose is used for finding food and detecting danger, a feral hog correctly associates the human scent with danger. I have been sitting in a blind before and witnessed a feral hog using its powerful sense of smell to root out danger. I saw a hog leave the brush at about 300 yards upwind and in a fast trot come circle my blind. With its nose high in the air, this hog continued circling the blind I was in until it was downwind. As soon as the hog caught my scent, it was gone. To combat this, use a masking scent. A masking scent is used to cover another scent. I like to use skunk essence to mask my scent. Skunk essence is just what it sounds like, pure skunk spray. By placing it on a limb or on the ground downwind from my blind, I can hide my scent. Just beware if that wind direction changes and what you're about to be smelling. Many masking scents can be purchased from trapping supply companies. These scents are not sold as masking scents, but rather they're sold as baits. The stronger baits can be used as something that can mask human scent. A misconception for somebody that's not used masking scents before, this is not like perfume or cologne where you put it on your body. It's a masking scent of the area that you're in. So you want to make sure that it is around your blind or around your hunting area, on the ground or dipped on leaves or hanging objects near where you're hunting from, that the whole area is going to capture that masking scent. You do not want to put this on your body. Let's not forget about the feral hog's keen sense of hearing. If they pick up an unnatural noise, they will take off for the hills. There are two ways that you can hide human noises from the pig's ears. You can remain perfectly still and quiet, or you can help the pig to make their own masking noises so you can drown out your own noises. You can do this by constructing what's called a hog log. A hog log is made by taking a 2-foot-long, 6-inch diameter PVC drain pipe and drilling 3/4-inch holes in it. The holes are made along the length of the 2-foot section, about 2 inches apart. Do this on 3 sides of the PVC pipe. Next, put 6-inch caps on either end. On one end, drill a hole in the center of the cap and put an eye bolt through it with the eye on the outside. To use, take 1 cap off and fill up about 3/4 of the PVC pipe with corn. Replace the cap and tie a rope through the eye and attach the other end of the rope to a tree or a long stake. The hog log works by making noise when the feral hog is trying to get the corn. The hog will smell the corn and be attracted to your hog log, then will start nosing it around and trying to get all the corn out of it. As the pig rolls the pipe to get the corn to fall out, it makes enough rattling noise to hopefully mask any noise that you might make in your blind as you're getting ready for the shot. Feral hogs are attracted to petroleum products. If there are poles, such as telephone or power lines, on a property with hogs, you will usually find rub marks all around the base of these poles. In some instances, entire poles are pushed over. Ranchers are convinced that these hogs do this to get to the petroleum products on the poles, to rub off on their bodies, to get rid of any parasites such as fleas and ticks. Since it's pretty impossible to carry a telephone pole everywhere you intend to hunt feral hogs, you can surely use the same concept while hunting. Many hog hunters swear by using kerosene-soaked rags. Trappers like to hang these kerosene-soaked rags in their traps to entice hogs to enter. Hunters tie these rags to trees or even hang them above the ground. I've hunted under kerosene-soaked rags and was surprised by how effective it really is. With the rags hanging about 2 to 3 feet off the ground, feral hogs will walk under them, dragging them across their backs so the kerosene gets on their bodies. The hogs were so preoccupied by rubbing against the kerosene-soaked rags, they never knew what was about to hit them. Getting creative and using some of these techniques will only make you a better hog hunter. There is no better classroom than the outdoors, roaming the woods and waters and making memories that will last a lifetime. My name is Heidi Rayo, and you have heard another North American Outdoors podcast. For more information, visit NorthAmericanOutdoors.org and follow me on Instagram at North American Outdoors. Have a great day.
Awesome.
Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.